Well, the Swedes, we didn't know what they were. We just called them Swedes, that's all. But the Italians, they call us Dagos and everything. The Slovenian people, we call them Hunkies. Mm-hmm. The Mexicans.
Polish, you call Polak.
Yeah, the Mexicans, we call them Greaseballs or mm-hmm. things like that, you know. But there was a name for every nationality.
Did you mostly play with Italian kids?
No, I...
Everybody mixed?
As a matter of fact, he was more or less a mixer with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He was. Yeah. I was... Well, to an extent, I was prejudiced.
Yeah.
At the time. I was a very bitter fella. My eyes were crossed. And they used to call me cocky and cuckoo Joe and things like that. And this made me real bitter, see? Yeah. And I had to do an awful lot of
fight every day.
Fighting.
You had to fight every day.
And,
it's hard.
Yeah, and I fought everybody that ever called me anything but my real name until they...
They stopped.
Until they stopped, that's right.
Oh.
Yeah, 13 fights in one day.
In one day?
One day.
How old were you?
17, 18 years old.
Oh, that's a hard way to go, God.
Yeah.
But they did stop.
Oh, yeah.
You make sure that...
all the parents thought he was not but a devil in the neighborhood. When they seen him, they used to say, he's the devil.
That's amazing. I don't know, but do you think it's as hard today for kids?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah?
I mean, the kids got everything they want. They got those opportunities for work.
Yeah.
The wages are better. They want an automobile. The parents don't object. They let them go out and buy an automobile. I couldn't have an automobile unless my parents agreed to it.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know what a TV or air conditioner was in the days.
No.
Honestly.
No.
Today the kids got everything, so I don't see why it shouldn't be better for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they're spoiled, let's put it that way. That's what it is. They don't appreciate it, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
The kids of today have lost interest in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. They don't show up. So I shouldn't say this, because I have the respect of every kid in this neighborhood.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they still call me Mr.
That's nice.
But they realized that I was active and I worked for them.
Yeah, you did a lot for them, sure.
You know, and I can see why they'd have that much respect for me. But aside from me, they show no respect for others.
Yeah. Now, do you think people do anything to make it be that way, where kids don't respect or
I think there's bitterness with adults and all. I think there's bitterness in this world.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole thing in a nutshell. I can remember years ago when they burned coal.
Mm-hmm.
My orders and his orders and my oldest brother's orders were from my parents. If you see a coal pile in front of the house next door,
mm-hmm.
you'd be there to help them.
Ah.
Help the neighbors living, yeah?
That's
there
nice.
Was more, the neighbors helped one another.
Yeah.
When I was born, in East 95th Street.
Yeah.
My mother was washing clothes for boarders. We had dead boarders.
Mm-hmm.
And I weighed 14 pounds when I was born.
Big.
That's right. And the woman that lived in back of us was Croatian.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't speak a word in English, and my mother couldn't speak a word in English.
Yeah.
But they spoke their own language, and they understood each other.
Yeah.
This woman in the back caught my mother laying on the floor,
uh-huh.
I was about to be born.
Yeah.
She immediately went out and got a midwife,
uh-huh.
a nurse from the Youngstown Sheet and Tube.
Uh-huh.
Brought her over to the house. I was born. They picked my mother up, put her in bed. This woman went over and got a chicken out of her yard, killed it, made